Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
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 Are tuned to Block Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways. Hallelujah. Once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I want to thank you for allowing me into your work area. I want to thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just want to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours. 30 minutes ago, moments ago. And I want to let you know that you're not alone. I want you to know that God has men and women, young adults, even small children that's in Christ, that's praying with you and for you in your hour of bereavement. So God has people all around the earth that loves you. And they are praying for you and with you that God will bring about restoration for your soul. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's just a blessing to be able to, you know, come across these skyways and bring unto you the divine word of truth. I just told you, I just thank God for my journey right now. And if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough for everything that he's done in my life and what he has planned. I just thank God. And so I want to take this opportunity right now to acknowledge the one that made all of this possible. For me to be able to talk to you around the world is God's doing. So I want to take out this time. I want to take this podium. I want to take this opportunity to thank God and to acknowledge him. God said, in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. So we're going to acknowledge God by going down in prayer at this time. I am asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledging the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings, our Messiah. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. We know that he is the reason for the season. And so we're going to go right now in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, again around this background. But we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have lying in wait a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are the creator and you are the architect, God. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth. as pilgrims in this bad land, from the north, south, east, and west. And I so graciously thank you, Father God, for enabling me, hallelujah, to be a worker in your vineyard. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, and the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. With words of encouragement, words of wisdom. To those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the church say amen. And amen. Hallelujah. We invite you to come up close to your radio dial and get all your digital devices, your laptop, your tablet, your iPhone, because we are in need of them. We're living in a high-tech society and everything pretty much is digital. So we want you to get comfortable. I know you probably got your jammies on and your slippers, and you might have your latte or your OJ or whatever beverages that you so desire. We encourage you just to come aboard and be a part of this program. And for doing so, God is going to bless you. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I just want to thank all of my loyal listeners that has been with me down through the years. I just thank you so graciously. May God richly bless you. Oh, hallelujah. God just bless you, whatever that you want God to do for you in this season of 2016. I double dare you to name it and claim it. It's yours for the asking. Hallelujah. God said, just ask in my name and you believe it. And we know that God can and will do those things, hallelujah, that seem impossible with you and I. Yet, they are possible, they're impossible for you and I, but possible with God. And amen, we're going to go right now. I'll be with you 1 hour. I am now 49 seconds into the program. And so our sermon on tonight, entitled, Christ in the Storm. And our first key scripture reading is coming out of the law of Mark 4:40. And it reads like this. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Mark 4:40. All right, we're going to move down to our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says, be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you. That scripture reading is coming out of law of Haggai 2:4. And so once again, our sermon on tonight is Christ in the Storm. And we are told, let me get my light so I can see. I've got to get me some brighter lighting because my eyes are not what they used to be. But we're told that Rembrandt painted the seascape, and that was Christ in the Storm on the Sea of Galilee. And it was based on the story of Mark. And with this distinctive contrast of light and shadow, we're told that Rembrandt painting showed a small boat threatened with this structure in a furious storm. As the disciples struggle against the winds and the waves, hallelujah, Jesus is undisturbed. We're told that the most unusual aspect, however, is the presence which the boat of a 13 disciple, hallelujah, whom our experts say resembles Rembrandt himself. Now, Mark's gospel tells us that the disciples' vivid lessons about who Jesus is and was and what he can do while they were frantically trying to save a sinking boat. Jesus, hallelujah, was asleep. Did he care that we were all about to die? Verse 38. After Jesus calmed the storm in verse 39, he asked a penetrating question. Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Verse 40. Then they were even more afraid, exclaiming to each other, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's verse 41. We also put ourselves in the story and discover, just as Jesus' disciples did, that to each person who trusts in Jesus Christ, he revealed his presence. He revealed his compassion and control in every storm of yours and mine and our life. We are told to be still, my heart, for faithful is thy law, and pure and true and tried is his holy word. Through stormy floods which rages as the sea, his promise, thy stepping stone shall be. So when you're in the storm of life, of trials and tribulation, I'm encouraging you to put your trust not in man, but put your trust in God. God is the go-to man. God is the man that can, he can just make your cloudy day a breath of sunshine. God can take all of your pains and your ills away and replace them with joy and happiness. God can take the frightening nights that you encounter when you're trying to sleep at night and you can't rest because of fear. God can allow you to lay down in the, hallelujah, in his green pasture. You can rest and be assured that you are in the loving arms of Jesus and no harm is going to befall you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we are told that Jesus tells us to be strong and to work to God's glory. And you and I are to work to please God. And no other one should we be willing to please as obedient and pleasing our Heavenly Father. We know that some of the older exiles from the Jerusalem may have replied to Haggai's first question. He says, does it serve any purpose to call us to remember the past when the past has long been destroyed? We know that the present is bleak and dismal, and there seems to be no way to create the former glory of the temple and the community. Hallelujah. But not only had the temple been destroyed, but so had the Ark of the Covenant, with the loss of the Ark as a symbol of God's glory and his presence. We know that Israel's hope was gone. Maybe Haggai's most depressing question was, how like I also declared to be strong and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. That scripture reading is coming out of Haggai 2 and 4. Notice that he did not simply say work, but he said, Father, he said, be strong and work. Hallelujah. To have given a command to work without the assurance of God's presence would have provided inadequate motivation to the people of God. But God knew that if the people would take courage from him, that the work would be a simple process. The task would be accomplished. The temple would be rebuilt. And the glory of the Lord would be revealed. Hallelujah. So it is in yours and mine and our lives. If we remember the splendor and the glory of the past, while looking at the present devastation, we might feel hopeless without a God and without a God. But we're told that Haggai, hallelujah, pronouncement is as valuable today as it was when he first said it. He said, be strong and work. We know that God is the source of our courage and our power, the will to provide what we need to accomplish his task. Whatever we set out to do, his spirit will work through us to accomplish the work as he asked us to do. As we rebuild our communities, the glory of God, hallelujah, will become more visible, more present, and more meaningful in our efforts and our activities. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that his presence is everywhere. We can read in the law of Psalms 139 and 7 through 12. Whether you and I are sitting at home or flying miles above the earth, he is there. We can call out to him. His ears are always open to yours and mine and our cry. He isn't an idol or a mere idea, but God is spirit. He's almighty, always present. He's ever available to you and I. All we got to do is call out his name. And when we can't call him, we can just groan, because he understands I ever groan. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're told that an atheist was engaged in a public debate with a Christian about the existence of God. And to emphasize a point, he was making the atheist write these words on a blackboard. He said, God is nowhere. In the rebuttal, the Christian simply split the last word. He split the last word so that the statement read, God is now here. We know that that truth can give us assurance. It can give you and I strength and comfort each and every day of our lives as we trust in him. We know that God is always present with us. Though his face we cannot see, he protects you and I, and he guides us and comforts you and I as he cares for you and I. We know that our greatest privilege is to enjoy God's presence. And we're talking about Christ in the storm. So whatever storm that you might be facing on tonight, I'm here to encourage you to tell your storm to get thee behind you, because you have a God that can wipe out your storm and bring back your sunny day. Hallelujah. God can take all of your ills and bring back happiness and joy and contentment. Hallelujah. We know God is an ever-present help in our time of sorrow. When you lose a loved one that's dear unto your heart, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. There's nowhere to go, look like. There's nobody to talk to. There's no shoulder to cry on. But I'm here to encourage you all tonight that you can go to God. He's never busy. He won't put you on two-way. He will not put you on hold. But God will answer your phone call, because he's just an humble cry, a even when we can't praise him, we've got to trust him, because we know that God can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. Hallelujah. God is our provider. When we don't know where we're going to get our next meal, God can have angelic angels to come and drop off at your door front. God can have angelic angels to put money in your hand. God can have angelic angels, hallelujah, to go into your bank account and put money in your bank account that you know was not there. The last time you checked, you had zero balance. But you go back and you check again, and there you got money on your books. Hallelujah. We're serving that kind of God. So don't limit God. We can put limit on you and I, but don't limit God. Because God, hallelujah, is a God that can do anything that he's bad enough and big enough to do. We're talking about Christ in the storm. So if you're having storm in your life, all you've got to do is call Christ into your storm. Hallelujah. God can speak calmness. Hallelujah. To your storm. God can tell your storm to see and be still. We're serving that kind of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that the concluding chapter of Matthew's gospel records two final words of commission spoken by Jesus after his resurrection. He gave the first command to the two women who discovered the empty tomb. He told them, he said, be not afraid. Hallelujah. Go tell my brother that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. That scripture reading is coming out of Matthew 28 and 10. It is an invitation to take courage in proclaiming that Christ is alive, and he's waiting to commute with you and I. He's waiting to talk with you and I alone. God wants us to just get in a time of quietness where he can talk with you and he can soak with us. Hallelujah, at this dinner table. Second word, God, as the Great Commission, he authorized the 11 to make disciples and baptize and teach. And we know that it's a definitive display or statement of God's power accompanied both commissions. The commissions of the women began with an earthquake. Hallelujah. The appearance of angels and the removal of the stone from the door of the tomb. Jesus subsequent commission to the 11. Hallelujah. Flow out of his declaration that he possesses the universal power. That means that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said to go ye therefore in both cases, the exercise of the supernatural authority is accompanied by confronting words as penetrate authority. It's accompanied by confronting words of assurance. Don't be afraid. And that's what the disciples was on the boat. They was afraid. Hallelujah. Jesus told them, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Surely I am with you. Jesus is with you. When your friends are few, Jesus is with you. When your loved ones tell you, do not knock on my door again. Do not come to my residence again. Write me a letter. Don't come to any family reunions. Don't come to any baby showers. We want you to know that God is an ever-present help in a time of your storm. When you're friendly, I want you to know that Jesus will be your friend. He will not be your friend today and your enemy tomorrow, but God will be your everlasting friend. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he told the disciples, don't be afraid. but surely I'm with you. We know that the two specific words are commission. It directs the followers of Jesus Christ was first to go, which signifies that the true discipleship is a dynamic existence characterized by energetic initiative. The second is to tell. Jesus' followers must tell people, hallelujah, how to meet Jesus. And then how to develop a ministry of inviting people all over the world to experience repentance, to experience forgiveness and discipleship. Jesus' promise of his abiding presence extend to each new generation of commissioned disciples. Hallelujah. I am with you always to walk with you, to work with you, to encourage and build you up as you teach others in Jesus' name. So Jesus, like I first stated, is an ever-present help when your mother and your father forsaken you. Jesus said, then I will pick you up, meaning that he will carry you. He will carry you every step of your journey. Hallelujah. So don't be dismayed on this evening. Hallelujah, for it's not over until God said it's over. Do not worry about the pink letter that you got from your workplace saying that you're going to be replaced. You're going to be terminated. It's not over until God says so. God has the final say so. Don't worry about what the doctor has said and have recorded in your health records that you have a terminal illness. Well, I've come to serve you notice that we serve a God that can raise the dead. Lazarus is proof that God can raise the dead. God can kill, and God can raise them. So don't worry about what the doctor said, because Jesus is the great physician. He's the great of all time physician. He heals, and he heals and cures all matter of sickness and diseases. God said in his word that I come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. One individual said that he enjoyed his job. He said that he was always eager to get out of bed and to go to work. But one day he became discouraged. He said, when I thought about my family financial security, was I providing enough? He said, other people seemed to be doing so much better than I was. So he grew fearful. He thought about the future. And those fears, he said that those fears sapped his zest for life. He said that it would have been helpful for him to recall what God had said through Haggai to the Jews who had returned to Jerusalem from the exile. He said, even though they had started enthusiastically to rebuild the temple, but they became discouraged. The memories of Solomon's glorious temple made their work seem insignificant by comparison. They needed courage. So God told them, be strong, all of you people of the land, and work, for I am with you. That scripture reading is coming again out of love, Haggai 2 and 4. And you might ask, how can I find courage? Hallelujah. We know that some find it in a group. Some depend on their achievement. Some try to boast their self-confidence by raising their voice. But these do nothing more than camouflage their insecurities. leave you and I. He will never forsake you and I. We can trust his word unchanging and a new hope and courage take. Hallelujah. It ain't ending. I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infused your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want your ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Our web address is www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Encouraging you to take Jesus along with you everywhere you go. He is people friendly. Hallelujah. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. Bring unto you hills of Zion to lift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these skyways and airways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Yeah. You've done. Let's have a good time. All we gotta do is just keep I wanna Thank you.